We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Daddy, call him up.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we were talking about something in front page news earlier today. It was the fact that Florida Board of Education approves new Black History standards that teach how slaves develop skills for their personal benefit. So we were talking about, since they're pulling pretty much Black History out of schools now and pulling out the books and don't want to teach Black History, what do we need to do as a community to make sure that our young kids actually know what went on in Black History and the future generation, and how do we educate them? That was the question that we were having this morning.
Well, you know, like I said earlier, you know, you can't depend on white institutions to teach our kids. You know, that is something the Nation of Islam and other great Black leaders have been telling us since the beginning of time. For me, I feel like we just got to encourage our kids to read. You know, we have to recommend books for them to read. I was blessed to have a mother who was a Jehovah's Witness and an English teacher. So, you know, she kept the Bible in my face and Watchtowers and Awake. So that was the first literature I was exposed to. Then we had the Book It program when I was a kid in elementary school. And I was reading 4 books to get a free pizza. And my mom told me, read things that don't pertain to you. That's when I started reading Judy Blume and Beverly Cleary and all that stuff. And then my pops, you know, he gave me books like the Autobiography of Malcolm X, which led me down a rabbit hole of wanting to know everything I could about the NOI. But also, any book that I saw Malcolm X reference, I read it, you know, and I've always done that. If I read a book and then they reference another book in that book, then I'll go read, you know, that book. That's why I thought, you know, when somebody like Nipsey Hussle was alive, you know, he was so brilliant because Nipsey would always reference different books in his interviews. Nipsey Hussle even had a book list that he put out, you know. And I think that's what you have to do. You just got to encourage, you know, our kids to read and recommend them things to read.
Yeah, I agree with you. I said earlier that I think we need to develop more programs, like even in the church, right? A lot of black families go to church together and have those days where we teach about our black history and black heroes. But also, I think as parents, I think parents need to knowledge themselves. You know, because it's very difficult to teach your child if you don't have the proper history. It's like anything else. Like you know, my father's a retired police officer. He was able to teach me laws when I was a kid and teach me about just things as far as, you know, what to do if I get pulled over, what laws mean and how the judicial system works, because he was part of it. Same thing with my kids. You know, I have a daughter that's in the school, you know, in college right now for real estate and just passed her exam. I have a son that is doing real estate now and sold his first house. But like, these are things that they learned from their father. Mm-hmm. But like you said, I think we have to educate ourselves so we can actually educate our children, because there's a lot with black history that I'm still learning now.
Same here.
Because I honestly wasn't taught as a child.
I envy people who've gone to African American studies. You know what I mean? I love the way, you know, somebody like an Amanda Seales can just reference history so quickly. Mm-hmm. Somebody like a Michael Eric Dyson. And, you know, we know the literacy rates in black and brown communities are high. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other conversation. That's actually why Kevin Hart and I started our company with Audible SBH Productions. Because, you know, I think that sometimes it's not that kids aren't reading, there's just other ways for them to get that information. So instead of reading nowadays, people are listening, you know? So it's like, I always had the idea of, even though we did put out, you know, Finding Tamika and some of 85 is about, you know, what happened, the MOVE organization in Philadelphia. But I always taught that kids, always thought that kids could take in this information by listening. I lost my train of thought just now. Mm. How the hell I lost my train of thought?
Because you wasn't listening.
Oh, now I was saying I think that kids can learn, you know, more by listening now than actually picking up books and reading.
Yeah, and I
wanted celebrities. That's what I was gonna say. I wanted celebrities to do the audiobooks. Mm-hmm. Right. That was an idea we had when we launched this company. Have celebrities reading audiobooks.
Right.
And you know, Audible kind of took the idea and they had Lawrence Fishburne read the autobiography of Malcolm X. But that's fine as long as it happens. You know,
but you know what too, and I would also say this for a lot of parents. A lot of times we take our kids to, you know, on vacation, and vacation can mean many different things for many different people. It can mean taking them to Six Flags. It can mean taking them to Miami for Disney World or whatever. And I think sometimes, and that's fine, but we're gonna have to think of alternative things to do.
Well, like going you're to talking about experiences,
right? But like going to museums, like the museum that just opened up in South Carolina,
International African American Museum,
the one that's opened up in D.C., and even the one in South Carolina, I want to go to because there's so much history, right? You learn that's where, you know, a lot of that's where the first ships came that a lot of us you know touched down on this land. So I would love to learn that history. I've been fortunate enough to go to Africa and fortunate enough to go to South Africa and see these different places that, you know, from where Bob Marley was in Jamaica to where. I'm trying to think of some of the houses that we went to over there. So many different houses.
Even with that, and you're absolutely right what you're saying, but you're speaking from a person who has the financial means.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, instead of maybe going to Six Flags, going to the museum, and sometimes those museums, the prices are not that expensive. They're $10 for a ticket, and I'm sure a lot of times they do it for free just to teach our own. But just experiences like that, that we can actually see, touch, and get the proper knowledge.
And how about do something as simple as go get a library card?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Go get a library card and then go, you know, look up some books to go get. I always tell people all the time, start with the autobiography of Malcolm X. There's a great book that I read when I was young called From N-Words to God by Akil. And the way that he wrote the book the way we actually talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it was like he's cursing it and he's using street vernacular.
Yeah, right.
But he's educating at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, everything don't have to be 18-letter Shakespearean words for you to learn.
Like, I was able to go to Nelson Mandela's house. I was able to go to where Nelson Mandela grew up. So I was able to see it, but I had the means to do it. But before I had the means, my mom had me in those museums. But let's go to the phone lines. We got Jamisha on the line. Jamisha, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jamisha.
Hey, DJ Envy and Charlamagne of God. I want to first say that I love you guys and I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you very much, Jamisha. We appreciate it.
Yes. So I just wanted to chime in and just give my advice. I am 37, just to give you guys an idea of where I'm coming from. I'm a mom of a preteen boy, and I try to just share stories with him because the literature out there is not very fun for the kids to read or interesting. So I feel like it starts at home. We as the parents have to be encouraged to learn it so that we can then simply verbally share those stories with our kids so that hopefully when they get older, they'll read those stories or watch those movies that we watched when we got older or sometimes when we were even younger and we didn't understand what was going on.
Totally agree.
Right. So I agree that it's, I just feel like it starts there.
Totally agree.
All right, thank you.
I totally agree. Thoughts in the house.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. Good morning. Talk to us. What's your thoughts?
Good morning, Charlamagne. Good morning, DJ and
Good morning, Jerry.
First of all, I wanted to say rest in peace to Jerry's son because I just lost my child's father to gun violence in February.
Man. So, Jesus.
Sorry to hear that.
I understand where he's coming from. But I think we have to meet kids where they are. There's like so many social media apps, TikTok and stuff like that. I feel like maybe artists and different actors or just different people in the media in general should start maybe relaying Black history facts that way.
You
have to meet these kids where they are.
You're right, but you do realize on TikTok, one of the biggest things on TikTok, I don't know what you call it, is BookTok.
Yeah, it's a hashtag.
Yep. Hashtag BookTok.
Yeah, BookTok, yeah.
It's hashtag BookTok. Like even when I'm putting out books, you know, on my own or through my imprint, like these Barnes and Nobles and Simon and Schuster's, Harper, they always talk about BookTok. They want BookTok to be talking about their books because it's so big.
Right.
So these kids are having these conversations.
Yeah, and those are the conversations that I love. And let's open up the phone lines again. 800-585-1051. What are some suggestions to better educate future generations on Black history? That is the question. And I just want to say one thing. It's like, sometimes, you know, what's the saying? Sometimes your skinfolk ain't your kinfolk.
Your skinfolk ain't your kinfolk.
And right. The reason I say that is because a lot of times I see people trying to educate and people, the first thing they say is, oh, it's a lie. Like, and I remember when you started talking mental health, right? And people mm-hmm. was like, oh, he's just doing it for a check. He doesn't really care. It is that and the other.
I ain't never got paid for nothing from it.
And this man has gave up his I don't want to say give up his life, but he's put his life in books to explain and to see how he's felt, and he's done so many things. And the same thing with me and trying to teach people about real estate. It's like when we try to do these things, we try to really put on for our community so that we can learn to get the education that we didn't have. And we're not saying that we know everything, but we just want to open the door for you guys to start reading, to start doing research on these things, to start asking questions. Just mm-hmm. ask questions. That's all we want. And we'll take your calls when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, this conversation comes from Front Page News. Now, Florida Board of Education approves new Black history standards that teach how slaves develop skills for their personal benefit. So obviously, they're trying to take our Black history out of the school system. And we're asking, you know, what is the solution? You know, how can we change that?
I already told you, you know, you can't depend on white institutions to teach your kids. You know what I mean? Like, we have to start encouraging our kids to read, and we have to recommend books for them to read at home. You know, another good thing that I do, you know, around our house is so much Black imagery.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, you hear Jesse Larry's making jokes about the big-ass Harriet Tubman picture, but that's true. I got four daughters, so I want them to see strong images of Black women. Mm-hmm. So they'll ask questions, who is that? You say, oh, that's Harriet Tubman. And like the young lady said, then you can have a conversation about
that's right.
who Harriet Tubman is. And, you know, you hope that education continues on mm-hmm. as they get older.
Right. Well, let's go to the phone line. We have Diane on the line. Diane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Talk to us. What's your thoughts, Mama?
Okay. Well, good morning, first of all, to everyone of you. DJ and the Charlamagne Tha God, Lady Liz Figaro. I just want to say good morning. But I, myself, I'm a grandma. And my oldest child was older than you, Charlamagne Tha God. But what happened is because of the climate, I'm retired, and I was faced with the opportunity to homeschool my 11 and 15-year-old grand. I've been doing this for a couple of years. We were registered through the Board of Ed in North Carolina. I'm from New York, but my family is from South Carolina. I took it upon myself to incorporate Black history as
That's
a
right.
subject.
That's right.
And I teach them. And we're in all the books, 16, 19, Black history is our social studies book. We do that. We talk about history. We have, there's a link, blackfacts.com website, which gives you so much pertinent information in Black history. We talk about that. We're in the Quran. We're in the Bible. Your book, Shook One, We're just all over the place, but I make sure that they know the foundation. I also, because I've gone through something some years ago, I send out inspirations every morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Used to be one or two people, it's now 150 people. And I do it one by one because I don't do group texts. But what I do is I invite them on Black History. Not just for February, but for every month. And we talk about things, not just the normal things people would talk about, Martin Luther King, not that we don't talk about them, but we've gone into everything. We talk about the massacre. We talk about the history. Mm. So I do that. Growing up in New York, history was something that Black history, we were a part of. There was a lot of feelings. There was a foundation of history, and we were kind of taught that in schools a little bit.
That's
but
right.
The rest, we lived. We grew up in that era. Now, it's different now, and it's true. A lot of Black families don't know their history. A lot of them don't have time to teach their children. A lot of them do depend on the schools. But you have to be mindful and careful of what's going on in the schools. I was able to see during the pandemic how they were handling that, and they're not being taught. But you can't blame the parents because a lot of them don't know themselves.
You're right, Queen. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
By the way, how old are you? How old are you as a grandma?
I'm close to 70.
Close to 70.
God bless
you. I never thought I would be in this position to be doing this, but I embrace it. I love it.
We love it too. We're glad that God kept you here to be able to do it.
That's right, Mama.
Absolutely, absolutely. You all have a blessed day, and thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Have a great weekend, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Rashid out of Trent.
Hey, what's up, brother? Talk to us.
Hey, man. I want to give out Charlamagne a shout out for giving people information as far as how to learn their history. But I got the easiest format for anybody. If you can't follow this format, you just don't want to learn. All you got to do is go to YouTube and Google KRS-One. Then you can also Google certain songs because hip-hop has gave information on this. You got the Grave Diggers, Pick, Sickle, and Shovel, where RZA actually break it down the whole slave trade of the song. By far in the verse. You know, you got Sons of Man, you got Killer Army. You know what I'm saying? You got Poor Righteous Teachers out of Trenton. Shout out Poor Righteous Teachers.
You got Killer Mike. You got Early Ice Cube.
But
you're right.
Public Enemy.
Shout out California.
Public Enemy.
But a lot of those artists are our era of artists, what people are saying. Like you said, KRS-One. You know, KRS-One, where he's breaking down. I want to play that KRS-One. You must learn. You must learn. We're going to pull that record up.
Exactly.
Where he breaks down all the, you know, he talks about, you know, who created the stoplight and who created this and this, that, and the other.
Exactly.
But,
exactly. Along with Black Cop and even like you said, you must learn. But listen, I know it's our era, but still, if you're trying to learn and you listen to hip-hop, well, this is the lazy way for you to do it.
You're absolutely right. I'll give him another suggestion. Google Kendrick Lamar's reading recommendations. Google Nipsey Hussle's reading recommendations. I'm looking at Kendrick's right now. Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison. Things Fall Apart. The Black of the Berry by Wallace Thurman. Roots by Alex Haley. The Color Purple by Alice Walker. That's Kendrick's reading list. So it's not like we don't have people out here that are encouraging people to read.
Well, what's the moral of the story, man?
The moral of the story is what I said earlier. You can't rely on white institutions, you know, to teach your kids Black history. You know what I mean? Like, you do have to do a lot of self-education at home, man. And I also want to say, please, let's stop repeating white propaganda talking points in regards to Black people. If we start having conversations about Black people self-educating and encouraging each other to read, please, folks, let's not start saying Black people can't read and Black parents don't teach their kids to read. That's nonsense, and that's not all the way accurate. You know what I'm saying? All these people who called up here, you know, telling us how they teach their kids at home, the grandma who said she homeschooled her kids and taught them Black history, y'all give me a lot of hope. There's nothing dumb about us. There's nothing uneducated about us. Don't listen to these white propaganda talking points about us in regards to literacy. And please, don't repeat them. Man.
All right. All right, when we come back, we got your rumor report. Dwight Howard, he's in a sticky situation. We'll get to it next.
You are nasty.
What?
Not Dwight Howard, you, because the way you worded that.
What?
You know what you just did.
I just said Dwight Howard.
Stop acting stupid. You like to play dumb.
I said Dwight Howard's in a sticky situation.
Okay, when we hear about the situation, you're going to hear why it's sticky.
A sticky predicament.
See? Why there got to be a predicament?
We'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.